5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You're listening to only the best internet radio station in the world. This is your number one radio station.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
What's going on, tribe? It is another, and I mean another, beautiful, beautiful day. It is Thankful Thursday, and it's 3 o'clock. It's the afternoon check-in with your favorite host, Juma Salim, from the Roar of Judah radio show and podcast. Now, as always, it's such an honor and a pleasure to have you in this hour to kick it with you. Our first order of business is prayer, and then we're going to jump into the weather, and then we're going to have some social conversation. Before we do anything else, let me just say thank you for tuning in every day at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the hottest radio station in the land, Gospel 107.1 FM. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Your feedback is much welcome, and I am flooded with gratitude from everyone who is sending messages on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I want to say something really quickly that's so important. Please, please, please listen to me. If you are not taking care of yourself, and I mean mentally, physically, financially, all of it, the whole spiel, please do so. Go to your doctor and get checked regularly, please. It is so important. We need you. You are valuable. We definitely want to love on you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for another beautiful day. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Your salvation is unmatched. Thank you for breaking the chains and freeing us from our bondage. You are a good God. There is no one or nothing greater than you. For every listener under the sound of my voice, we ask Heavenly Father that you would watch their going out as well as their coming in. We give you all the glory, all the praise, all the glory, all the praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, we want to say thank you. Let everyone say amen. Alrighty, tribe, we are back. We are back. I want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It is Thankful Thursday. And before we jump into our social conversation for today, I want to tell you that if you are not following the Roar of Judah on social media, please go and do so. That's right. That's Facebook. That's Instagram. And that is Twitter. You can also visit the website at www.theroarofjudah.org. Again, that's www.theroarofjudah.org. Also, if you have a faith-based business and you would like to partner and become a sponsor, you can reach us at admin@theroarofjudah.org. Again, that's admin@theroarofjudah.org. If this is your first time joining the Roar of Judah radio show for the afternoon check-in, I want to make something very clear. It takes 2 seconds for you to share the Roar of Judah radio show and podcast with at least 2 people. That's right. It takes 2 seconds to share the Roar of Judah radio show with 2 people. Listen, our sole purpose here is to spread the good news and share wisdom, inspiration, the power of faith, and the immaculate power of prayer. This is our space where we can have social conversation and we can talk about the word of God and we can just be real. And I want to say thank you. Thank you for everyone who is tuning in right now. You are awesome. Now, with that being said, you know what that means, tribe? Let's go to work. On this Thankful Thursday, we're going to be talking about embracing the little blessings. That's right, embracing the little blessings. Too often we go through our days and we have our itineraries are full of activities. And somehow we overlook the small things, the small details, and we cannot forget that God is in the small things. That's right. God is in the small things. I need you to write that down. God is in the small things. Too often we are consumed with the big things and we miss out on the small blessings, the small details, because God is in the small things. Again, he's working all things for your good. In Psalms 118:24, King James Version, if you will, this is the day. And I'm going to stop right there. This is the day. Let us rejoice in that this is the day. Can we be grateful for this is the day? And then the scripture goes on to say, which the Lord has made, we will rejoice and be glad in it. How is it that you can wake up and not be glad in what the Lord has made? Oh, here we go. Don't get me started. Listen, each morning that we are given the opportunity to wake up above and not beneath, our heart should be full of gratitude and we should be embracing the gift of the new day. That's why the scripture says we must rejoice and be glad in it. At some point, you must be mature enough to understand no matter what the day holds, I must be grateful for it. Oh my God. Despite the pain, despite the loss, despite the heartache, I must rejoice and be glad in it. If he put it in front of me, it is part of the day that he has made. Not only am I equipped to handle what he has put in front of me, he promises to never leave me or forsake me. The small things matter, and too often we overlook those small things. Cherish the moments that you have in front of you before they are gone. Every single moment matters. Embrace it. Enjoy it. We'll be right back. What's up, tribe? It's your favorite radio host, Juma Saleem from the Roar of Judah Radio Show. Tune in every week for our faith-filled shows. We start your week off with Mind Shift Monday, Testimony Tuesday, Worship Wednesday, Thankful Thursday, Financial Fridays, right here on Gospel 107.1 FM. Alrighty, tribe, we are back. We are back. We're going to jump into the weather a little later. I want to continue the conversation about embracing the little blessings. Embracing the little blessings. How many times have you missed the little things that God has done for you? I mean, really, how many times have you overlooked the car accident that didn't happen? Ah, God is good. God is good. How many times have you embraced the little blessings? The doctor report that came back clean. Have you embraced that? We must learn to be encouraged in the little, small moments and let those small moments rule big in our hearts. Gratitude shapes our attitude and our perspective about life and what is happening in and around us. We must learn to navigate this human experience with a spiritual heart. I want to say this. When you look back over your life, can you see the hand of God? again, for the person in the back, when you look over your life, can you see the hand of God in every moment? Not just in some moments, but in every moment. There was a wedge of protection around you that you did not even know. We must be willing to embrace the richness found in the small things. Our culture, our society is pushing for the big picture. Always the big picture. Always the next big thing. But I believe, and I have experienced, that God is often in the small things. Yes, indeed. Our hearts must learn to overflow with thankfulness. In Philippians 4, 6, King James Version, we are urged to be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with the keyword thanksgiving, let our requests be made known to God. We must approach the throne of grace with hearts full of gratitude. That's right. Trusting in the unfailing love and provision of our Heavenly Father. Too often we approach the throne to lay down our issues of life. And before we leave the throne, we have picked them back up, because God's timing is often not our timing. And we forget that God knows what's best. Psalms 107.1 says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." We must be willing to give God thanks in all things. Too often we don't give God the thanks that he deserves in all things. Can we just be honest? In all things. The doctor report is all things. The car accident is all things. The divorce that did happen is all things. The loss of a loved one is all things. We must give him thanks in all things, for he is worthy. He is worthy to be praised. No matter what it feels like or looks like, God deserves our total praise. Every day we are faced with challenges. And in those challenges are opportunities for maturity, growth, and success. God must lead, and we must learn to follow. We must learn to view the world in a different perspective, simply because the world sees things differently. We must learn to pause and reflect on life. For the rest of this week, I challenge you to take a moment and pause throughout your day and reflect on the things that have happened up until that moment. And find those moments where you can give thanks for that breakfast that you had, for that cup of coffee, for that cup of tea, to be able to walk on your own. Oh my God. To be able to go get in the car that you have, to drive down the street. We are too often overlooking and not embracing the little blessings because we have become familiar. Oh, Holy Spirit, there it is. We have become familiar with the blessings of God. And we have become too comfortable. And we feel as though those blessings are given. And no matter how much God loves us, we should never get comfortable with his hand. Ooh. Holy Spirit, I hear you. We cannot afford to get comfortable with God's hand. He deserves our praise. He deserves our gratitude. When we look, and I always use this story, when we look at the Israelites, he not only fed them, but they still complained about what he fed them. Don't ever get comfortable with God's hand. Don't ever get comfortable. They complained about what God was feeding them, the manna. So he gave them the fowl. He gave them the bird. They complained, and he made it to where they started to get sick. Again, never get too comfortable with the hand of God. And remember that God doesn't owe us anything, but we owe him everything. Let me tell you a story really quickly. Growing up, I had a very rough childhood, and part of that childhood, a lot of those tough moments were my own decisions. And what I learned growing up is that God still loves the sinner. Okay, Holy Spirit, God still loves the sinner. You have to understand that God has appointed a time for your heart to be turned. We finna go somewhere. Whew. God has appointed a time for your heart to be turned. And once your heart has been turned, you will never look, think, or act the same. When I was homeless with my son, Jacob, there was a man, and I'll never forget his face. He said, "The people who have everything will give you nothing, and the people who have nothing will give you everything." That word that he gave me has stuck with me, and I have seen that saying play out in my life constantly. That the people who have everything will give you nothing, and the people who have nothing will give you everything. Because the people who have nothing understand that I must be thankful for the little blessings, and that what I have has been given to me as a gift, and I don't mind sharing what God has given me. Please don't get me started. Oh, my. Our daily interactions and the words that we choose show the contents of our heart. Please write that down. Oh, my gosh. The words that I use show the contents of my heart. My. Woo, that's good. We must learn to have a spirit of gratitude that transcends our understanding and our circumstances and anchors our hope in an unshakable truth of who God really is. God is a good God. I don't think sometimes we understand the magnitude of how powerful and how wonderful God truly is. Our hearts must learn to be overflowed in thankfulness. That's right. Our hearts must be overflowed with thankfulness. Life's trials and triumphs come and go, but we must learn to maintain a heart full of thankfulness. I want to go back to something that I said earlier. We are humans going through an experience, but we are spirit first. And as we journey through these valleys and these mountains, we cannot lose our anchor and hope in Christ Jesus. We must continuously approach the throne of grace, seeking God's will for our lives. Who better to trust than the Creator? I'm going to say it again for the person in the back. Who better to trust with your life than the one who created it? Even in times of scarcity, I find myself seeking God and saying, Lord, what is it that you are wanting to show me? Where am I coming up short? What am I not doing right? Because every single detail of your story matters. And who better to ask than the director of your story? Ooh. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Psalms 107, 1, King James Version. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. We cannot forget that. Give thanks in all things. We'll be right back. Alrighty, tribe, we are back. It's time for the weather report. It is time for the weather report. In the Bahamas, it is a beautiful 77 degrees, partly cloudy. Clarksville, Tennessee, 49 degrees, cloudy and strong winds. Nashville, Tennessee, 49 degrees, cloudy, strong winds. Memphis, Tennessee, the M, what up? 51 degrees, cloudy and strong winds. Oak Grove, Kentucky, 48 degrees, cloudy and strong winds. Salisbury, North Carolina, 52 degrees, cloudy and strong winds. St. Louis, 50 degrees, cloudy and strong winds. Statesville, North Carolina, that's right, the home team, 53 degrees, cloudy and strong winds. Charlotte, North Carolina, the QC, the Queen City, 54 degrees, cloudy and strong winds. And that is your weather report here on the Roar of Judah Radio Show. Embracing the little blessings. That's right. Embracing the little blessings. Hopefully today's show impacted you in a way to help you understand that the things that you've been overlooking matter. Yes, indeed, they matter. God is good in all his ways. There is nothing that he cannot do and he will not do for those who love him. I want you to understand that life has a way of working things out. Too often we get caught up in wanting to make things happen the way that we think they should happen. And God has already orchestrated a plan for your path in life. Never get discouraged in the little things. The other day, I was going somewhere and I don't even remember where I was going, and the traffic was backed up. And it was frustrating because this particular road has always had a traffic issue. And in the moment, what I realized is that, what am I frustrated about? Number one, I cannot control the pileups and the traffic. And number two, I'm able to be in the traffic. Oh my God, here we go. I'm able to be in the traffic, so that means that I'm moving. That means that somewhere someone is not able to move because they don't have a vehicle to be in traffic. It is the small things that we must stop overlooking and start being grateful for. Again, it's about embracing the little blessings. There is someone somewhere who's not even able to afford to get food, and here you are getting Chick-fil-A almost every day. You should be grateful for the little blessings. That Starbucks, be grateful, because someone wants some Starbucks and they don't have what you have in order to get what you are getting. We cannot forget that God has given us the victory. But in the victory, we must learn to celebrate the little things. We must learn to celebrate the little things. I want you to know that no matter what is happening in your life, there is always something to be grateful for. There is always something to be grateful for. I want to remind you of a scripture. It just popped into my spirit. Lean not on your own understanding. That's right. Lean not on your own understanding. For the person who is listening right now, whatever it is that is bothering you or that you're concerned with, lean not on your own understanding. The enemy's job is to kill, steal, and destroy. And too often, what we allow the enemy to do, or we give room to, he takes full advantage of. He'll have us so caught up in our worries or our concerns or our anxiety or our stress that we miss the opportunity to give God the praise in the little things. I want you to understand, if you forget how to embrace the little things, how can you be grateful for the bigger blessings? How can you be grateful for the miracles? The other day, as I was scrolling on social media, I think I was on Instagram, I heard a pastor talking about the difference between a miracle and a blessing. And the way that he broke it down was that a blessing needs our assistance. It needs our participation. A miracle is divine and it comes from God. And God doesn't need your help. He reigns on the just and the unjust. And you cannot forget that God sees all, he knows all. So whatever it is that you may be facing in this moment, know that you need to start with one simple thing. Embrace the little blessings. Learn to embrace the little blessings. There is nothing greater than to embrace the small things in life. For had it not been for Christ dying on the cross, we would still be under the law. And you would still be having to sacrifice goats and bulls. But thank God that Christ stepped in as an intercessor on our behalf. Give thanks in all things. Never forget that God is in total control of your story. You may not have all the pieces, but celebrate what you do have. My God. Celebrate the small things that you do have. Celebrate what is going right in your life. Never forget about what God is doing in the now. Never forget how good God truly is. As always, tribe, you are loved, you are cared for, and you are much needed. As always, I love you, I love you, I love you. Until we meet again, one love.